Welcome to the Mindset Go podcast. I'm your host, Brandon. In each episode, we'll discuss a topic that I hope will help us become the best versions of ourselves through improving our overall mindsets. Let's get into the podcast. Hey, what's up, everybody? Thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of the Mindset Go podcast. Today's episode is going to be a little different. We have a special guest in the house, and this is going to be the first volume of Conversations with the Peers. And it's just us having conversations, seeing, you know, where the conversation takes us as far as our mindsets go and things surrounding our mindsets and how it can and can't change or shouldn't change or should change or whatever the case may be. We're just taking this one question one step at a time and just seeing where the convo takes us. So yeah, with that being said, the first guest we have today is going to be my cousin Dee Dee. She's someone I look to for motivation, advice, inspiration. I've reached out to her on a number of different things, so it was only right, you know, that she be my first guest. And yeah, so Dee Dee, how are you today?
Doing great. Thank you.
That's good. So, I guess just give us a little intro about you. Just kind of tell the people that don't know who you are just a little about yourself.
Okay, so I'm Dee Dee. I am Brandon's cousin, like he said. My background is I am a Navy veteran of a bit over 7 years. After getting out of the military, I went to college. I had my bachelor's degree in communication science disorders. I have worked in the communication and healthcare field basically for the last 22 years.
Wow. Dang, I didn't know that. You don't even seem like you worked 22 years. Like, that's wow.
I know, right? A guy the other day, he said, how can you be so professional and you're so young? I said, how old do you think I am? He said, you're 27. I said, no, sir, I'm not 27. I'm sorry. Wow. And so it went into a whole spill of my career after that. And I am currently working, I currently work in the advocacy field, assisting veterans.
Wow, that's cool. Well, you're somebody I look to as I consider you to be successful, not just not counting your pockets or nothing, but not how much you make or anything, but just because, you know, you've been married for what, 15-16 years?
We just celebrated 16 at the end of last month.
Wow. So yeah, you've been married 16 years. Your kids are doing good in school. Your bills are paid. You guys eat every night. So that's why I consider you successful. And you know, our upbringing, some of those things, I'm not gonna say we didn't eat every night, but you know, some bills may not have gotten paid just so we could eat. And not just to sound like we were just dirt poor or anything like that, but you know, times were hard and difficult at times just throughout our childhood. So I just wanted to kind of ask you, what about your upbringing do you think helped make you successful?
I think from my upbringing, just watching my parents struggle, but not necessarily knowing at the time that they were struggling. Looking back on that as I began to become an adult and pay my own bills and such, looking back on what I saw them doing, but still not complaining, doing the best that they could for their kids despite their lower income, all of that stuff basically molded me into doing things that I do today to become my version of successful because I didn't want to end up going through those same struggles that they went to, despite not knowing exactly everything based on my age, but being able to know what they went through as I grew up, looking back on those times.
Right. Yeah, that's a lot of the things that I see now. And as an adult, I look at my mom and I'm just like, wow, like, it's crazy, like, having to pay these things. And it's two of us, you know, a two income household. And just like, wow, that's, I applaud her for that. What things, I'll say, have you realized as an adult that your parents like went through and make you appreciate even more? Like, not just necessarily bills, but.
I definitely just appreciate my parents paying for extra stuff that they didn't have the extra money for at the time. And I say that by 1 year I tried out for cheer. And of course, being in school, being a kid, when you're not working, you really don't have a concept of money or what's expensive. And so I just knew, hey, I'm going to try for high school. High school cheer. I know that I should make it. This is just what I want to do. I wasn't looking at anything financially behind it that they were going to pay for. But now being a parent and having children that does school cheer, competitive cheer, and school dance, all of these things, and having to pay for it now, looking back, I just wish that I wouldn't have did that, because of the financial burden it would have been on them at the time, already trying to make ends meet and not having all of this extra money to be able to just, I'm just going to say, throw away at right. the time, something that on something that was a want and not a need. So I do regret that. And looking back at it, I was like, I wish I wouldn't have done that. But that's one thing that I'm like, okay, I see what you went through at that time. Because despite being able to pay for it, I would still rather have that money in my pocket and use it for something else.
Hey. It does make you appreciate them even more. Like, I think about all the things that I did, and all the times I got attitudes and I'm just like, you know, why can't we do this? Like, I know there's a few times where I was kind of like, you know, we don't ever have no money. And like, now and as an adult, I see like how hard it is. Like, it's wild. So to think too about, like, you know, then having to sacrifice paying bills and eating, you know, just things of that nature. Today, I would kind of consider that as a failure or a setback. As far as if I wasn't able to get a bill paid or something, I consider that a setback now. How do you as an adult deal with failures or setbacks, and how changing your mindset help you overcome that?
I really didn't actually experience failure as an adult until later. Like after one of the jobs that I had after I was in the military, I was really fortunate to have great skills from jobs that I did have, and interviewed really well. And so there was a position that I had, which actually required, and it was working within the field that I went to school for, but it still required someone that had a master's level degree to be able to supervise me and have me down with licensing, et cetera. So since that person ended up losing their job, they pretty much said, hey, you're good. But they weren't able to replace that person within a certain amount of time. And so I ended up having to get laid off. And I considered that as a failure for myself because I had never been laid off Of course, there is a difference between being laid off and being fired, but I kind of felt like I had let myself down, like I had did something wrong. I was angry at myself, but I pretty much used that setback to basically say, hey, suck it up, Buttercup. It's gonna be okay. That wasn't your fault. And just based on changing my whole mindset into something positive, and I'm just gonna say getting out of my own feelings, and being able to have positive people around me that helped change my mindset. That's just all part of something that helped with that, with what I considered a failure at that time. But yeah, you have some people that would have just taken it and just been down in the dumps and, oh, I can't work again, all types of stuff like that. But your mindset that you have about certain things that happen to you will really set precedent as to how you're gonna continue to step forward with moving past the situation that you're in. And thankfully, I was able to do that.
Yeah. Would you say, like, seeing your parents, work the way they did and provide for you guys the way they did, would you say that helped, I guess, mold the mindset that you have or developed and able to get through that setback?
It definitely did, because my thing is my parents, there may have been a time or two where, hey, the power ended up going out because something was a little bit late, or something like that. But the thing is, like I said, they did not complain. They were very, very hard workers. And that molded me to just say, you know what, I'm gonna do whatever it takes to get what needs to be done. I am not above having any job. Yes, I do have a great job and I've been in great positions, but if something were to happen with my job or if I needed extra money, et cetera, who knows? You never know what will become of any situation. I am not above do busting some tables or just doing whatever I need to be able to provide for myself and my family, because that's what I've always seen growing up from my family. I mean, not only my parents, but just some others in my family also.
Yeah, that's kind of my motivation as well, as far as keep grinding and keep getting things done, is that I use this reference for myself all the time. Like, if my mama could do it raising me, like, I can do it now, like, I can
Yeah.
go on, I can get through it. So it's I will say for sure, this is an amazing thing to actually realize and use stuff that you didn't know you were developing as a child to get you through days now. Like, I think I'm thankful for that for sure, and I think it's an amazing thing, definitely.
Yeah.
So, you mentioned a setback, and of course, with setbacks come, negative thoughts and things of that nature. What are some exercises that, or some things that you do to help you ward off or overcome negative thoughts or negative mindset?
Yeah, people definitely have different things that they do, and I think it depends on what works for someone specifically. I had a training at the end of April, and a gentleman, he actually talked about that stuff, and so he presented some items that helped him. One was just like a little dancing goat. One was a chicken that makes a weird noise, and he gave that out to people, and so I have one a pink chicken in my office. But just for me personally, to help me get in a different mindset, there's actually a couple of different things, like listening to music that's soothing, or listening to motivational podcasts,
I hope my echo is one of those.
which that's actually one that's in the few podcasts that I have on my phone, because I am selective about the stuff that I listen to. And I do want to listen to items that are being presented in a positive way. And so music, like I said, motivational podcast, or just talking to someone that's within my closer circle, because the people that are in my closer circle are people that are spiritually driven. They are professional, and they pretty much can go from one person to the next, depending on what's needed, but they're not yes people that's going to agree with what I say. They're people that love me, that's going to be real with me regardless. And they're cheerleaders in my corner, that's there to motivate me and help me continue to become my better self, instead of someone that's going to try to put me down and stuff like that. So I definitely think that it's all about who you surround yourself with and positive things that you do for yourself that helps create that mood for you. Because sometimes you just gotta, you just have to go with what you know that's automatically gonna put you in a better mood when you're feeling down in the dumps.
Right, yeah. So. One thing too, a lot of people don't realize is that, you know, you may face a setback or have, you know, mental, I wouldn't say collapses, but those negative thoughts do come in, and a lot of people don't realize that the people you're hanging around can keep you there, keep you in those negative thoughts, and mm-hmm. and keep you, I guess, held down or keep you wallowing in self-pity, you know. So I'm also a firm believer in be careful who you surround yourself with.
Mm-hmm. Everyone's not always in your corner, definitely.
Right. So we talk about your, you mentioned you have kids, and I think I may have said it also. I know today is difficult for kids, especially with the different technologies that they have. I know just being in school and growing up myself, it was difficult dealing with the different type of things that come as far as different people you interact with sports or whatever. What are some things that you tell your kids or you do to help your kids get through the, I guess, everyday struggles that come with growing up?
So one thing, one of the things that we do, we are completely open with our kids about things that's going on. We encourage them to be their own person. We talk to them about all kinds of social media platforms. We try to make sure that we know when new things are coming about so that we can understand how it works, stuff like that. We talk to the kids about making sure that they let us know before they try to create any accounts, because they do have phones. But they know that, hey, that's, it may be your phone, but at the end of the day, it's mine.
Right.
And I will do what I want to with the phone at any given time. But I try to make sure that I give them freedom to be themselves, but also that I'm there as a parent that's helping guide them and mold them. I let them know to basically be yourself, be a good version of yourself. But we talk about all kinds of things that's going on online, with different, what are they called? Just those different games that kids do. You know, at some point it was choking each other, and just we talk about all kinds of different things that's online, and
challenges they have.
Yes, yeah, challenges. We talk about different challenges, but basically at the end of the day, we encourage our kids to have their own opinions about things and not to even think about stuff just based on what they hear us say. We encourage them to research things themselves and not just go and present information based on one article that they read about something. But that's really, really important to us. And we let them know, form your own opinions about people and things. Don't let someone else mold that decision, because at some point, you're going to be responsible for yourself. I'm not going to be responsible for you. And so I want them to be well-rounded by the time they're not here, and be able to form their own opinions and know that, hey, it's okay to have a different opinion from someone else. We can still talk about stuff and, you know, have a good mindset as long as we're being good people at the end of the day. So
that's cool. I like that you guys teach and instill individuality while also kind of telling them like, hey, you know, this is kind of what you should do or shouldn't do, but at the end of the day, it's still your own decision, and this is what you can decide. Especially now, I feel like a lot of media news outlets and just social media in general tries to push people one way or another, or view things a certain way. So I think that's amazing. But so as kids, I know cell phones and social media was just kind of coming on as I was getting out of high school. But I don't want to take that away from like anything that could have occurred, you know, while you were young or anything. Not saying like you're old or nothing, but what are some things that you struggle with as a child, and how have you overcome those things like as an adult today?
As far as something that I overcame as a child, I think right now, I'm just going to relate something to how things are now. So of course, when I grew up there, the internet wasn't internet like it is today. You're not able to see all types of things. And so being from the town that I grew up in, it wasn't a melting pot. You didn't see a variety of cultures and stuff like that. So I wasn't able to see how beautiful other cultures are. I wasn't able to see a different variety of different skin tones, textures of hair, all different things like that, because there was primarily one race of people that was where I was. And so, and then of course, watching TV, it's great now that they're trying to put all types of diverse people on TV, show diversity in families, things like that. It wasn't necessarily, as I grew up, there wasn't a celebration of natural hair. And so I didn't, since there wasn't like a celebration of just, I guess, like skin tone, hair, stuff like that, that wasn't something that I embraced when I was growing up and like in school. Like hair wasn't something that I embraced at the time. So I really am happy with the changes in society and social media and everything now with body positivity, just being comfortable in the skin that you're in, celebrating all different types of hair and stuff. That is one thing that wasn't necessarily the same when I was growing up as it is now. So that's a change that I see that I wasn't as comfortable with overall, I should say. Or wasn't as celebrated, period, that is celebrated today. That's like one of the things that does pop out as a difference between then and now. That's something positive now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's one thing that I've seen is that how you can change your self-image, you know, now. And I don't want to say like, back then it wasn't as big or anything, but now a lot of people change their self-image based on other people's opinion, but it's more accepted now as far as how your hair looks, how your skin looks. People are comfortable with it, and that I love that. That's something that's changed a lot. One thing that I had to overcome as a child or as an adult from my childhood is, like you said, there wasn't too much diversification where we grew up or where we went to school. And a lot of the people there had two-parent households. And like, that's something that I always struggle with is, kids are like, my dad did this or that, or their dad would come for career day or whatever the case may be. And I kind of resented my dad as a result of that. And overcoming that now is kind of, I guess, what helped develop my mindset as far as everybody makes mistakes, and I see now as an adult that he was a child back then too. I think about the stuff that I've learned in my 20s and 30s, and I'm like, wow, I've learned a lot over these years. He was just learning throughout those years. So it makes me see things a lot differently. And I don't know. That's one of the good things about how things have evolved since back then, but that's also one thing that I wish was more accepted back then, as far as like, a lot of people kind of would make fun of you or shun you for not having a two-parent household, or how your hair look, or whatever the case may be. So, yeah, that's kind of one of the things that I struggle with and overcame as an adult. But I would tell myself things differently if I could speak to my younger self. So, with that being said, what is something that you would tell 18-year-old Didi? If you saw her today and you could talk to her, what is something that you would tell her now?
Well, specifically for 18-year-old Didi, that's when I mean, I turned 18 in boot camp
Oh,
when
wow.
I was in the military. So I specifically 18-year-old Didi, I would tell myself to take more pictures and enjoy the moment more because I don't have as many pictures of things that I was able to experience with all of my different ventures when I was in the military, and that would have been amazing to have more pictures just to be able to document that journey. But thankfully, I was able to do a good job living in the moment just during that time. So I would have just looking back now, other than saying, "Hey, take more pictures," it would have still been to continue to see more places. Because I was able to, see things with the military, but still also based on where I was at specifically. Like I went to New York, but I didn't go and visit the Statue of Liberty. And so it's like, man, I wish that I would have actually did that at the time. So it would just always be to continue to do more stuff while you have the time to do it. Do more stuff. And if you're saying, "Hey, I think I should do that," then go ahead and do it so that you won't end up regretting it later on.
I got you. I got you. So, before we leave, I'd like to see like how has changing your mindset as an adult, have you changed your mindset as an adult, and what was your life like before? Like how has that helped you prevail as an adult?
Changing my mindset has changed my life with basically being able to communicate. My husband and I, we talk about everything, and I think it's really important to look to your spouse as being a friend. So since we talk about everything, we actually talked to each other about, "Hey, this is how I'm looking at something now, and this is what it changed in the future." So part of changing your mindset, like you were talking about your dad and how you look at things now. And so that really gives you a different perspective on your past, and it's also going to set your future. So as you change your mindset and you change it toward the positive and give yourself a different outlook on things, that's going to have a domino effect and change the outlook of different things in your life. So if you end up having a setback or a failure, as someone may call it, if you change your mindset and say, you know what? Hey, this may have happened, but this is what I'm going to do to change it. This is how I'm going to look at it now. When you have that positive outlook on something, you're changing that mindset. You're going to go and make the next step, and you're going to be looking at it in a different light. And so it just little changes that you make within anything, any type of situation, that mindset change is going to have that domino effect. I firmly believe that.
Definitely. I couldn't agree more. I know that there's many a times that I even realize it, like, boy, if I hadn't changed how I think, like, this would have turned out completely different. Like, rude people in Walmart, or just different scenarios like that. I know, because I used to have a short temper, and I've done kind of a few things to realize and change that to where, hey, you can't always have a short temper, especially like with me working in the banking field.
Professional field.
Yeah, like if I still had a short temper now, like I would have been fired a long time ago, especially the customers that I've dealt with. So that is one thing that's just like, hey, if you don't change this, it's not gonna end well, or it's not gonna continue. You're not gonna keep moving up or improving your life. It's just gonna kind of hold you back. So yeah, that changing your mindset is one of the best things that I could have ever found out or developed throughout my life.
Not only changing your mindset, but also realizing that other people aren't in control of your feelings. They're not the ones that make you mad. You make yourself mad based on how you think someone else should act. And so that's all changing your mindset.
Definitely. Definitely. Well, Didi, I appreciate you for giving me your time, and I look forward to having you back on here again. And
Anytime.
I again, I
Anytime.
just thank you, and we'll see you next episode.
All right. Take care, guys.
Okay, and I'll leave you how I always leave. If you found this helpful, you think it may help someone else, please, please, please like, share, and subscribe. If you have any comments, questions, you want to be on the show, whatever the case may be, please hit me up at msgpod229@yahoo.com. Again, that's msgpod229@yahoo.com. I take any feedback, any questions, anything. I'm trying to get better each episode, so I appreciate you guys for listening, and we'll check you next time.